Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. So, you know, we love our power banks here at the Harbolt Company, and I know a lot of you guys out there love power banks. And so we've got another power bank for you today. This is a really nice little power bank. This is going to give you MagSafe as well as Apple Watch charging. Excuse me. So what's nice about this is it's about a 10,000 milliamp power bank. It's going to charge your phone a couple times. It will charge your watch up to like 20 times if you have an Apple Watch, of course. And it also will charge devices like iPads and stuff. iPad, you're probably gonna get one, a little over one charge out of, depending on what iPad, things like that. So, but you do get the really nice magnetic MagSafe circle on one side that if you are using an iPhone 12 or newer, it's going to have the MagSafe magnet, and it's just gonna clamp right onto the back of this thing. Really, really tight, really good magnetic clamp on here. But what's cool is, excuse me, is that you can actually use this and still use your phone at the same time because it actually is pretty comfortable to hold in the hand. So it does have that kind of a rubberized grip to it, that plasticky rubberized coating that or finish that a lot of companies are going to. But the way this is it's basically like a large, it's like the battery that Apple sells for like $100 that you can snap on the back of your MagSafe phone and still hold it and use it while it's charging. This is very similar to that, but it's a little bit larger than the one that Apple sells, but you still, it's comfortable to hold. I wouldn't say it's like super pocketable. I mean, it's pretty slim, but it is pretty heavy with it on the back of it. Maybe you could get it into like a jacket pocket or something. I don't know if you could get it into a pair of jeans pocket or anything like that. But, you know, ladies, of course, you could put this in your purse and it would be fine while it's attached to your phone, whatever. But it does have the MagSafe circle. It does have the rubber part to kind of keep it from scratching the back of your phone. And it does snap on magnetically really, really nice to your phone. Now, that's on one side of the battery. So let me give you the dimensions of approximately this. This is going to be approximately 4 inches long and 2 inches wide, a little over 2 inches wide, maybe 2 1/4, and then about 1/2 inch thick. So that's the specs, basically. One side, you're gonna have your MagSafe circle, and now you can still use this, you wireless phone users out there. So if you have a phone other than an iPhone 12, if you have an iPhone 8 or an SE that has wireless charging, you still can sit your phone on this and wirelessly charge it. However, it's not going to grab hold of it magnetically and really latch on. So it'd be a lot harder to use your phone with this while you're charging it with a phone that just has regular Qi wireless charging, or Qi or Qi or Qi or whatever the heck it is. I've heard it pronounced so many different ways. But you could, if you just let this sit on a table and then you just laid your iPhone 8 or SE or whatever on it, you definitely could still charge it. It just wouldn't magnetically grab hold. So the one side, you have the magnetic MagSafe circle. And then the other side, if you flip it around, you have the indented Apple Watch charger. So, and it will charge the Apple Watch and the MagSafe device or wireless device at the same time. So if you clamp your phone onto this with the MagSafe and you're charging your phone, you can still throw your watch on the other side of this and they will both charge at the same time. Now, I've seen a lot of power banks out there that will not charge at the same time with the wireless charging and the Apple Watch charger, but this one will. I have tested it out and confirmed that it will do so. Now, not only do you get those two types of wireless charging with the Apple Watch and the MagSafe, but they also give you one single USB Type-C port. Now, of course, this port is bidirectional, so it can charge devices from the power bank that plug into the USB-C, but it will also charge the power bank with the USB-C port as well. So that is what you use to charge this power bank. And they do give you a USB-C. Let me just take a quick peek. So I kind of forgot. So in the box, they give you a USB-C to C cable. So they do give you a C to C. So they don't give you the charger, of course, the wall charger, because nobody ever gives you those anymore. But you would plug one end of this into a USB-C wall charger, and then the other end of this into the power bank itself on the single USB-C port, and charge it up for a good 5-6 hours, whatever. Plug it in overnight and let it charge. You'll be good to go the next day. Now, if you had a USB to USB-C cable at your house and you wanted to use that, then you could do so and still charge this power bank with USB to USB-C. But the fastest charge is going to be USB-C to USB-C, and that's the cable that they give you. Now, with the new iPhones coming out that are going to have USB-C, with the Android phones out there that have USB-C, then the USB-C cable that they give you in the package will be nice, because then you could plug it in to the power bank, and then you can plug the other USB-C end into the Android phone or one of the new iPhones, or even like the iPads now have USB-C, so you could plug that into there, and then you could charge it up that way if you didn't want to use the wireless charging that comes on the power bank itself. So they do only give you the one USB-C port, and that, like I said, is going to be how you charge this power bank. But you can also charge things from the power bank through that USB-C port. And then opposite the USB-C port, they also have a button here. This button is going to start the charging. If you throw this on your phone, like so, let me find my phone. Throw this on your phone. Excuse me. Throw this on your phone. If it doesn't start charging immediately, you're going to reach over and you're going to press the button on the side of the power bank. And then boom, now it's charging my phone. So it's that easy. Just attach the wireless power bank to the back of your phone and press the button on the power bank one time, and it will start out charging your device. Same thing with the Apple Watch. If it doesn't start charging your Apple Watch when you put it on, just take that, put your Apple Watch on there, press the power button on the power bank, and it will start charging your Apple Watch. Excuse me, I don't know why it is. I don't have the yawns anytime, and then I start doing an audio description, and I just all of a sudden get the yawns. It's like, it's karma, it's whatever, it's, yeah, it waits till I start doing an audio description, and boom, and then it just hits me. So it's Murphy's Law, whatever you want to call it. But anyway, so yeah, throw your Apple Watch on there, press the power button, start charging. Throw your phone on there, press the power button, it'll start charging. With the USB-C port, you shouldn't have to press the power button, because normally when you plug in a USB-C device with a USB-C cable, it will automatically detect it and start charging it. So let's see, do I have my iPad's not next to me. Yeah, I don't have my iPad here to be able to test it out, but yeah, you shouldn't have to. Just plug in your USB-C device with the USB-C cable. It should automatically start charging it. Of course, if it doesn't, then just press the power button and you'll be good to go. Now, of course, the power button also will show you some lights or something on the screen to tell you how much charge the battery has. Of course, that doesn't do a lot of us much good, but they're there, just letting you guys know that. So yeah, guys, so in a nutshell, that's it. You can basically charge your phone, your watch, and actually I want to see if we can do three devices at one time with this. So let me grab Give me just one second, and I'm gonna grab my iPad, and then I'll be right back. Okay, and we're back in. So what I want to do is I want to see if we can charge the phone, the Apple Watch, and a USB plugged-in device at the same time, all while off of this power bank all at the same time. So let's start out. I've got my iPad here. I'm going to plug that cable in, and I'm going to plug in my iPad, and we should get the charging tone.
49% charge.
Okay, it's charging my iPad. Now I'm going to introduce the phone to the power bank. So let me grab my iPhone. I'm going to throw it on. And I'm going to press the power button.
69% charge.
And it's charging my phone. Yep, okay. So it's charging the phone, and let's just confirm that it's still charging on the iPad. Yep, charging the iPad. Now we're going to introduce the Apple Watch to it. So I've got my Apple Watch here. Let me pull it off my wrist, flip it over, and I'm going to set the Apple Watch on here. There's the ding, and there's the charging. So there you go, guys. You can charge up to three devices at the same time with your phone wirelessly connected, the Apple Watch wirelessly connected, and a device plugged in to the USB-C port. So that's pretty cool. Now, granted, 10,000, you're not going to get very far with charging these three devices at the same time, especially with this big old honk on iPad that's plugged into it. But it can be done. And if you're charging, let me just confirm. Yep, it's still charging my iPad. So if you have a Of course, a smaller USB-C device like an earpiece or a pair of AirPods or something like that. If you want to plug in like a USB-C to lightning cable, plug those into your AirPods. Of course, you will get a little further with that as far as the charging of it than you will with a big iPad Pro like mine is plugged into it now. But it can be done. So that's cool. There you go. Real world test. It's charging my watch, my phone, and my iPad at the same time. And let me just confirm the watch is charging. There you go, guys. That's real world test charging those three devices at one time. And let's see if it's kicked my iPad up a little bit a notch. Still says 49%. That's expected because, of course, the more devices you charge at the same time, the slower the charge is going to be. But at least it will do it. So that's cool. Like I said, guys, charge up the power bank. I would say good 5, 6 hours. Of course, if you've got it plugged into like a 65 watt power bank, USB-C to USB-C, probably can charge the power bank in like 3 hours. But I always recommend just throwing it overnight while you're sleeping. That way, you know it's charged up the next morning, or just give it a good 5 to 6 hours. But I'd say, all depending on your you got it plugged into the computer and you're charging, definitely want to do it overnight. If you got it on a 65 watt charger, 3, 4 hours. If you got it on a 20 watt charger, 4 to 5 hours. If you got it on a 5 or 10 watt charger, then definitely 5 to 6 hours, maybe if not a little more. So I always recommend you guys get some large wall chargers, some wa large wattage wall chargers. 40 watts, 50 watts, 60 watts, and up. That way you can charge everything just as fast as they can go and as fast as they can charge. So it's a good idea to have some of those around the house. So, all right, guys, these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboldcompany.com, and our website is harboldcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.